Well, we've got a person that hones the interest in journalism along the way, and no that question. Is Ruth Epstein, who joins us every Monday morning, or just about 99.99999% of Monday mornings, with the Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Jill. What a nice way to start the week. Thanks, guys.
It was a nice way to end the weekend with the 260-some-odd degree days, huh?
Was I loving that.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic.
Well,
yes.
Today,
of course.
We have to push that back in the background because, as I always used to like to say, and what I still can say, is whenever there's no news, there's Region 1.
True. It's true. And boy, is it lit up the lights this week. With the vote on Monday of the Region 1 board to reject the idea of a middle school sports program that has been discussed for a couple of years now. Four out of the six boards approved it, and the ABC recommended it, and the Region 1 board said, there were just too many questions, issues for some of the board members, and so it was voted down by a margin of 4-2. It was a shock to most people, and what I am hearing is that there is a continuation of this process. There is a survey now going out to students who will be in 7th and 8th grade next year, to ask them if they, again, are interested in this type of a program. I would assume it is similar to the one that was sent out last year or earlier this year. Maybe it's because of the, addition of robotics and arts that's changed it a bit. I'm not sure, but I do understand that there is a survey going around. So, apparently, the topic is not over. It's definitely not over because, according to policy, the Region 1 board must meet with the ABC committee when a proposed recommendation is defeated. So there will be a meeting set up between the two boards at some point to discuss it. But
instead of sending a survey out to the students, it would be wise for the All Boards Committee and the Region 1 Board to get together and invite in Board of Finance member from North Canaan that expressed dismay. Bring in the region and find out who expressed dismay to the Salisbury representative, to the Cornwall representative, to the Canaan representative. Bring those people in, because if those people that expressed their dismay.
Not Cornwall.
I'm talking about.
Salisbury, Canaan, Falls Village, and
Kent.
And Kent. Right.
You know, find out why those people voted against it. Bring in and talk to those people because those are the people in those towns that you have to convince.
Right. Exactly. And that's perfectly makes sense to me. Talk to people. Find out. Not just go out there and say you voted against it. But why? Get to the root of it. Well, in talking to people, obviously this week it was a topic of discussion everywhere. Some felt it was just too expensive. There's a lot of that. Some felt the program still is not spelled out down to the nth degree so that people knew what they were voting for. There were still questions about the swimming program. Because we heard at Salisbury that the schedule wouldn't work out. There were questions about the busing. They changed the busing to not go back to the high school, but to bring the kids back to their individual schools where the custodians would supervise if the parents aren't there. Well, that raised a few eyebrows. So all these things need to be set in stone so people know what they're voting for before they vote. Yes. So it shall be, I think we haven't heard the last of it, obviously, but it'll be interesting.
Well, the superintendent's got to learn to live with the fact that the Region 1 board is her boss. She's not their boss. That's what she has to learn to live with. She's never had to learn to live with that one. Now she's going to have to learn to live with it.
And, we did not say that the makeup of the board now is different. Pat McCara, who has been an outspoken member from Falls Village, is now the chairman. She you know, Pat, very vocal and but knows her stuff. Boy, she could recite those policies and contracts and legislation backwards and forwards.
Which is important to mention that she knows policy and she knows protocol and procedure.
Absolutely.
And that's
right.
You know,
right.
That's part of all of this that I hope is getting appropriate coverage.
Yes, I mean, she does. So she replaced Bob Whalen. And when Bob Whalen was asked to be on the budget committee, he announced that he would be leaving the board. So he is resigned or will be resigning. Sharon will need a new representative. Brian Bartram is the vice chair, and the Kent representative and the Cornwall representative are also on the executive board now. So whole new faces, and we'll see how it plays out.
All right, tonight, doubleheader in Falls Village, right?
Tonight, a doubleheader in Falls Village. And Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in Canaan originally was supposed to have the hearing on a moratorium on boarding houses, but I understand that has been canceled. I'm going to have to check on that and find out why, but that's what I have understood. We have a Planning and Zoning hearing tomorrow in Cornwall on a proposal to put a restaurant in the old, what is called the Pink House in West Cornwall, out in the back, I understand. That's at 7 o'clock at the library, that hearing. And so we'll hopefully get to that. Over the weekend, we were at Maria Horn's kickoff. She is running again for the 64th District seat as a Democrat. She had her event yesterday at the Union in West Cornwall. It's sort of a new meeting place. And announced that she will seek another term. We don't know who her opponent is at this point. We were at the clothing drive for the high school. The music program is hoping to raise, they are raising funds to go to Virginia Beach in March.
And coming up this Sunday, by the way, at the Interlaken?
At the Interlaken is the brunch for the Galapagos kids going to the Galapagos Islands. I could say it's straight.
Galapagos.
Group of kids going there, and they're raising funds for that. Kids are going all over, so it's great. So I'm sure there will be much more coming out of everything this as we go on through the week. We said that last week. We didn't know what was going to happen, and here we are with lots of news.
All right, Ruth, we'll check with you again next week.
Yes.
Have a great week.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report.